We begin with prayer. Heavenly Father, sanctify us by your truth. Your word is truth. Amen. Today our Heavenly Father's word of truth comes from 2 Corinthians, selected verses. We do not look at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporary, but the things which are not seen are eternal. We walk by faith, not by sight. As a rather large congregation, Messiah Lutheran Church here in Eau Claire has had many baptisms throughout the years, including one yesterday in a private service. We've seen infant baptisms before. Let's get past the visible, though, and think about the spiritual realities involved. Before the baptism happens, that child, like every other child born in the world, is exactly as the Bible says, dead in sin, which means an unbeliever at this point, not a member of God's family, not yet. In fact, if nothing changes, this child is only capable of having God as an enemy, rebelling against God daily, and facing the judgment of hell. But then the water is applied, the word of God is used, and incredible changes happen. The Holy Spirit has entered the child's heart, causing him or her to believe in Christ and receive the forgiveness of sins. At that point, the baptized child is born again, a child adopted into God's family, which makes him or her an heir of eternal life like any other believer in Christ. From a human visual perspective, however, nothing seems any different. We don't see the Holy Spirit enter the heart. The child doesn't say anything to indicate that he or she believes. The baby looks pretty much the same before and after baptism. Well, there's a saying which goes like this: appearances can be deceiving. They don't show us the whole story. We can't always go by what our eyes tell us. But we always and should always go by what God's Word tells us. Consider another infant, the only one who did not need baptism. You know him well. When shepherds ran to Bethlehem that night, were they looking for something obviously supernatural? Like the newborn in town with a halo over his head? No. In fact, they didn't even have a star to guide them like the wise men had. Based only on information God gave as his word through the angels, they were searching for the newborn wrapped in strips of cloth placed in the manger. From the human visual standpoint, the odds that this lowly child was also the Almighty Son of God, Lord of heaven and earth, were incredibly low. But here too, as with many things spiritual in nature, heavenly in origin, the reality did not match the outward appearance. As a large church, Messiah has had many funerals, also known as victory services. Here's a great example of how things are not as they appear. Think of it, a family loses a loved one. It's a tragic event in many ways. It brings sadness. We empathize. But if it's the death of a believer in Christ, we know the unseen reality that Christ has gained this person forever, and the person has gained the greatest victory, entrance into heavenly glory. In this instance, we put our hope, we base our confidence, not on what the eyes tell us, corpse in a casket, but rather what God's Word tells us about the victory of faith, resurrection from the grave one day, the perfection of heavenly joy and glory in Christ. So many aspects of your Christian life are going to be like that. When you take communion, for example, receiving bread and wine with the mouth, you take the Lord's word for it, don't you? That you're also getting His body and blood shed for you on the cross. What about the passing of time? Days become years, become decades, and the world keeps doing its thing. You need the Bible reminding you that judgment day is coming, and this corrupt world will not last forever. What about the forgiveness of your sins? This is not an event that we see unfold before our eyes. You don't get to experience firsthand the Lord telling you face to face, as He did with the paralyzed man, "Be of good cheer, your sins are forgiven." And yet, He does tell you that, even in a personal way, through His gospel proclamation and also in the sacrament of communion. This pattern, where the spiritual reality does not match the outward appearance, applies especially to the pivotal death of Christ, the foundation of the gospel itself. Imagine being there at Calvary 2,000 years ago, looking at the cross of Jesus. What an image! You see there this broken, beaten man suffering so terribly. You can sense the physical agony, at least to some degree. Now, to some people standing nearby, it looks helpless, weak. After all, if He's the Son of God, why doesn't He come down from the cross? They even said that. Meanwhile, to others, people emotionally attached to Jesus, this is wrong, they're thinking. This shouldn't be. What nobody saw that day, or any other day with their eyes, was the reality of God placing the sins of the world on Christ. God forsaking His Son as the punishment of hell that He took in our place. The full anger of God striking Jesus as the full payment of your guilt. What nobody saw with the eyes is the reality of Christ crucified in our place, then risen from the grave, then ascended to heavenly glory, where He rules all things for the benefit of His people on earth. Thank God that these unseen realities do not escape us. Thank God that through His Word, we have seen by faith and still see the fact of our salvation based on His grace, and also claim His promise to us, our own glory with Him, anchored to His victory. Amen. We close our worship with hymn 284, stanzas 1, 4, and 6. 1, 4, and 6 of hymn 284.